Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Hello, Leo. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 19th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the moon's in your sign in an opposition to Mars, but a trine, good aspect to Mercury, makes this the kind of weekend to have a go, have a ball, and do really whatever you want. The only thing I'm going to say is the opposition to Mars can make things reckless and feckless. So watch out for people who try to make you do things that you know are wrong and yet you still do them. Please don't. You don't want to end up with egg on your face. And here's your Sunday stars. I really love today's energy. The moon in your sign linking to both Saturn and Uranus makes this a day when you can do absolutely anything. Saturn gives you self-control, but I also feel that there's an older person or a professional person, doesn't matter what age they are, who has an inkling for you. Maybe they see you as someone super special, which you are. And Uranus says be spontaneous, do something that you wouldn't normally do on a Saturday in November. And here's your Monday stars. The sun moves into Sagittarius now, and this is lovely. You see, as a Leo, Sagittarius, you are akin with, simply because you're both fire signs. And the sun moving into your fifth house means that the next month is fabulously creative for you. But also don't be at all surprised if love comes a knocking at your door, because your affairs of the heart are going to bloom and blossom in all kinds of romantic ways. And here's your Tuesday stars. This is one of those days when you need to go through all finances with a fine-tooth comb. It's possible that something could happen where somebody encourages you to look into your money or finances. Or maybe a random bill comes through the door. One that you weren't expecting will make you look at something with a keener eye. Don't take anything for granted. Look into anything that doesn't seem right when it comes to finances and figures. And here's your Wednesday stars. I love the Mercury-Saturn connection today. It's particularly good if you've got younger people in your charge where they need to work harder when it comes to education. The important thing to understand is your responsibility now to bring the best out of them. No point in blaming them if they don't come up to scratch. No, this is the proud parent, grandparent, guardian, whatever role you play. Younger people need your mentoring and guidance. And here's your Thursday stars. Be very careful of the Jupiter square Pluto aspect around you now. Someone is too high and mighty, pompous, arrogant, think they know better than anyone. Is that you? Well, if you do, you could find your bubble burst. Or it could be someone around you is pompous and sanctimonious, supercilious and looks down their nose at you. Either way, I feel the next few days is going to sort out the wheat from the chaff when it comes to you and someone else. And here's your Friday stars. Well, the moon is in Libra and Jupiter's in Libra. There's some quite challenging aspects around today. So it's very important that you don't put your trust in people around you, whether it's a brother or a sister or anybody else in your family or somebody in your community. No, be suspicious. If your instincts tell you something's wrong with what you're being advised, then trust me, you're probably right.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.